This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've spent some time the past couple of days on tech companies and their profit reports. Apple and Google by name, how much money they're making, and what the future might hold. Today, we got the numbers for another and a quite a bit more troubled Silicon Valley giant, Yahoo, reported after the bell this afternoon. Revenue was down. Profits? Well, there weren't any. Layoffs? There are going to be some of those. And more significant, CEO Marissa Mayer said the company is going to explore, and this is a quote, strategic alternatives, which is widely being interpreted to mean a sale of some or all of itself. So we got Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, on the line to talk about why Yahoo has been so hard to fix for low these many years. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
So this is not the first try that Yahoo has had at, I guess we would say, fixing things, right?
So many swings, so many misses, Kai. They've got the Tumblr acquisition. That hasn't quite paid off, even though Yahoo sort of famously let it do its thing after buying the blogging platform for $1.1 billion. They've tried and failed to make a video service that would compete with Amazon and Netflix. Marissa Mayer announced a while back that the company would refocus on search. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't believe how fast some users stopped using Firefox when that web browser started using Yahoo as its default search engine. These are not bad ideas, Kai, but good ideas sometimes just don't work.
So what are the assets, right? Because it's not like Yahoo has an empty shelf there, right?
Okay, technical term here, boatloads of users, I believe it's called,
right.
Kai. Yahoo Finance does really well. The company's sports vertical does really well. Yahoo is the third most visited website on planet Earth. That's behind Facebook and Google.com. Yahoo Mail delivers 30 billion email messages a day. Now, a lot of that is spam, of course, but a lot of it is real email. All of this stuff we're talking about is what we're talking about when we see headlines about Yahoo wanting to spin off its internet services or investors wanting it to do that.
Right.
And also Yahoo has just a mere $30 billion or so, aka its 15% stake in Alibaba, that whole thing.
So riddle me this then. Why has this proven such a tough nut to crack? And because it's not just Marissa Mayer that's trying to do this for Yahoo, right?
This is game time for Yahoo. There's a board re-election this summer. They were thinking about spinning off Alibaba. Investors stopped that. Marissa Mayer has people breathing down her neck. So does the board. And the thing is their tries have been admirable, I think many would say. And it's just tough. Fundamentally, Yahoo has a product problem. And what I mean by that is it just hasn't built stuff that has gained traction yet, Kai. Now, we've been talking about Google this week, the company I like to call Google, which others call Alphabet now.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you there.
Alphabet has been able to create this narrative where it's got this huge cash cow in selling advertising through search, but it also has these other ideas for products of the future. And they may not pan out, but it feels like they're doing things that could really pay off. Yahoo hasn't really done that. Yahoo has been all about acquisitions, which is a different thing. And a lot of the stuff it's tried just hasn't worked out. And if it can't figure out how to turn its billions, millions of users into dollar signs, it's going to feel like it's stuck in the past. And that guy is going to get really awkward for its leadership.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.